100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. Hey, nice to meet you. Weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories. We post them on one a day until the day I die.com and keep doing this over and over and over and over again. The topic for this week was, oh, it's a pick two. Cool. All right, let me get the list up here. There we go. Avoid, intertwine, den, get, fudged, meltdown, and tan. So we got a bunch of stories in. I should just get them all in Audacity and share them with you. And that way, you can enjoy them. How about we do that right now?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Weather Outside is Frightful. Second Sub Commander Zod sprinted down Deck 42. The inner hull temp was climbing dangerously high. Time was running out. 3 microns from the escape hatch was a large transparent aluminum frame. Within read the following in symbol: to avoid meltdown, break glass. Lacking any object of sufficient mass to break said glass, Zod pulled off his center combat boot and gave the glass his all. Shards tumbled inward as the void outside pulled everything not nailed down into deep space. This included Second Sub-Commander Zod. While space is a cool mistress, a meltdown is far worse for a space snowman. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast, available wherever you get podcasts. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 702 with a Pick 2 Challenge. Well, here's my story. Being one who always wanted to avoid a confrontation, Bilbert searched for a way to get out of this interrogation with the principal. He'd always heard that if you want adults to leave you alone, just act dumb. He cracked a stupid smile. I don't know what you're talking about. Ms. Fruncio's face went red, clearly headed for a nuclear meltdown. Through gritted teeth, she snarled,
Then why do you look so guilty?
Not wanting to intertwine Linoleum Amanda in the Inquisition, he told a white lie. When the lights went down, I took advantage of the situation and kissed Linoleum Amanda. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Avoid the widow's den, for she will lure you in, and once she has you there, her scheming will begin. She'll turn your thoughts to lust, and then she bends your will, and having gained your trust, she moves in for the kill. As blissfully unaware, you fall into her arms, enraptured by her stare, succumbing to her charms. She stabs you in the back. Then poison floods your veins. She'll suck the life from you, till nothing more remains. So, beware the widow's den, and never stray within, for the spider lies in wait for the mating to begin.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The page of her diary stared back at her, empty, looking for comfort. The meltdown drained her energy and got a hold of her willingness to fight back. The diary would always bring her some comfort. Not today. The past would never change, and she was too tired to change the present so her future could make more sense. Smile, she thought, and what she saw was a distorted and pathetic face. Don't smile. It's better. Just keep calm. She took a deep breath and sat back. The page of her diary stared back at her, empty, looking for comfort. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Tour Rappers Ino here, and for this week's pick two, I've chosen Void and Intertwine. Planet 9 turned out to be a black hole, too far away for a robot probe, so we sent a manned mission. I was the man, in cold sleep, most of the way out to the void. As I finally approached, the void looked into me. Tendrils of thought intertwining with mine. Suddenly, I was sucked out of my body, while the entity exultantly vanished. I saw my dead body on the ship. I saw the entire solar system, down to the smallest sparrow in the skies of Earth. I seem to have replaced God. Until the next expedition arrives.
Good morning, Richard here. And for this week's pick two, I've got three stories. Each one I've picked two topics for. And altogether they are called Intertwined. This is part one. When the reactor went into meltdown, all hell broke loose. Not just in the way you might think, all that was to be expected, and very much in the public eye. But behind the scenes, there was a massive cover-up being orchestrated. Reports were fudged, witnesses paid to keep silent, and evidence shredded. We knew it was wrong, and that the public deserved the truth. But the personal cost to us was just too great. So, the great lie somehow became the great truth. The clean-up began. Things were put right and nobody suffered. Well, none of us. So, the gang hatched this crazy plan to build a new den. And the crazy part was that we was going to build it down in the woods, inside the exclusion zone. I didn't want to do it. But Jake was calling me chicken, and I wasn't going to stand for that. So that's how we ended up that Saturday where we'd no rights to be. Jake was first to get sick. Started puking all over the place. Then next few days, Tom, Sid, and Blue all went down with it bad. Jake died. I was lucky. Just got an all-over tan. Those lads were poking around again. Seems that some people just can't avoid the place. Doesn't matter how many signs you put up, how many times you tell them to get the hell out of here, get lost, get back home, they still come back for more. Mind you, I can't see the harm in it. I mean, look at me, been guarding the place for a year now, and fit as a fiddle. Well, sort of. I grant you my hair's been falling out of late, and there's the bleeding gums. And the rash. Nothing much, really. There you go. Cautionary tale for you. Until next week, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Simple Simon was a pieman, but he went to night school and got a degree in accounting. It wasn't so simple anymore, and he gave up being a pie man to become an accountant. Okay, so when he made pie charts, he remembered his days of being a pie man. Those days seemed so much more simple. Sometimes he missed the simplicity of those days. But as stressful as accounting could be, he wasn't standing in a hot kitchen all day making pies. Still, now and then, he liked to go to his old pie shop just to take in the aroma.
Hi there. Hey, we're done. Weekly challenge. Pick two. We got a bunch of stories in? There they were. How do you feel about them? Go to the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Let the folks know. Oh. Got another weekly challenge next week. Topic is smutty. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click on Weekly Challenge. That will show you how to be a part of it. Until then, more stories tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And then the Weekly Challenge and then over and over and over and over again. I think you figured this one out. Thank you for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.